Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Hinduja Files Limited earnings conference call for Q4 and FY26. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Subramanian Nevatia, Chairman and Managing Director of Hinduja Files. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Representing Hyryx, along with me today, are Mr. Doug Bailey, our Global CEO, and Mr. A.K. Nimani, our CFO. Mr. Manoj Nair, our CEO India, could not join us today as he is in Germany representing Hyryx at the Coil Winding Exhibition, our inaugural participation in that forum. Our Q4 and FY26 financial results and presentations have been uploaded to the stock exchanges and on our website. I trust you have had the opportunity to review them. This has been a strong year for Hyryx and an important one. I would like to use my time today to do three things: walk you through the key business highlights of FY26, set out our plans for the year ahead, and share where we see Hyryx heading over in the long term. So we'll start with the business highlights for FY2026. Firstly, traction transformers. They were the defining product of our growth this year. We hold the largest market share in the industry today, and our priority is to defend and extend that position. Second, the copper conductors. We commercialized our fully automated copper conductor facility earlier during the year, and I'm pleased to confirm that we have started receiving trial orders from private customers. We expect good revenue generation from this business vertical in this year and the years to come. Next, Elventa France, formerly known as Dealink Solutions. This was acquired during the year, and it gives us manufacturing and R&D presence in Europe across EMS, robotics, and printed electronics. This business currently runs at about 700,000-900,000 euros of monthly revenue. Our goal is to lift this by 15%-30% to reach break-even and eventually profitability. We have identified and are in the process of bringing on board a new CEO who will join us in the coming months specifically to drive that ramp. I will return to Elventa's near-term impact on our consolidated financials in a moment because I want to address it directly rather than leave it for the Q&A. Next, propulsion systems. All our external type tests have been successfully completed. We expect the field trials to be underway immediately, and we are now eligible to bid for development orders in the upcoming propulsion system tests. The leadership. During the past year, we have built our senior team with our Global CEO, CEO India, Chief Global Growth Officer, and soon joining us, CEO Elventa France. These appointments are deliberate. They are the team we need to execute the vision that we will outline shortly. Now, before moving to FY27, I want to address the Q4 consolidated EBITDA margins of 3%, which Mr. Nimani will detail shortly. This is entirely attributable to Elventa France being in its first year of consolidation and operating below break-even. The standalone business, which represents the core of Hyryx, delivered an EBITDA margin of 10.8% for the full year, with ROE of 30.3% and ROCE of 24.2%. We acquired Elventive with full awareness that the first 12 to 18 months would weigh on consolidated profitability. Our path to consolidated margin recovery runs through the volume ramp at Elventive that I described, and we will report against that milestone every quarter as we go along. We expect it to take between 6 quarters to 8 quarters to get the results that we want. We'll now come to FY27. Preferential issue. The board has approved a proposal to raise 100 crores from Tata Mutual Funds by way of a preferential issue, subject to regulatory and shareholder approvals. These funds will be deployed across 4 priorities. A 20% increase in monthly transformer production capacity. Secondly, a tripling of copper conductor capacity. Third, modernization of our power electronics test systems. And finally, additional R&D infrastructure for new projects. A portion will also support working capital and general corporate purposes. Let's come to the industry outlook. The Indian railway sector continues to offer a strong long-term opportunity. The union budget has allocated a record 2.93 lakh crores to Indian Railways, with continued focus on electrification, rolling stock modernization, signaling and safety, station redevelopment, dedicated freight corridors, and high-speed and semi-high-speed rail. These priorities translate directly into sustained demand for advanced power electronics, propulsion systems, traction transformers, motors, converters, and next-generation railway equipment. Hyrect has steadily evolved from a component supplier into a vertically integrated system solutions provider for the rail and power electronics industry. Historically, our presence centered on critical components, transformers, rectifiers, aux converters, and panels. Over the last few years, we have expanded into higher value-added products and subsystems. That includes HVAC systems, IGBT-based electronics, battery chargers, and control systems. Today, we are becoming a complete system-level solutions provider with a strong focus on indigenous propulsion systems and integrated railway power electronics. This transition has tripled our addressable wallet share per locomotive, which now stands at approximately 5 to 5.5 crores. Coming to the order book. Our order book stood at 845.5 crores as of 31st March 2026, with new order inflows for the year at 858 crores. Order intake in our segment is structurally lumpy, driven by railway tendering cycles. The relevant signal for the year ahead is that tenders have begun coming through, and we have already secured L1 positions in most of the tenders that we have already bid for. R&D. Our R&D team now spans more than 40 active projects across new products in existing industries, new products into new industries, different variants, and different upgrades. The team is 150 strong today and will reach 200 by the end of the third quarter. The headline output of the year is the indigenous brake system for 6,000 HP locomotives. Hyrect is the only Indian company to have designed, developed, manufactured, and successfully tested this system. Apart from that, our propulsion systems, the DPWCS communication and safety platform, and our converter portfolio have all hit important milestones during the year as well. Coming to the dividends, the board has recommended a final dividend of INR 1.4 per equity share, or 70% of the face value of rupees 2. For FY27, for the current financial year, we are committed to our originally stated target of 30% top-line growth on a standalone basis. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about the long-term vision that we have. We are undertaking a rebranding of the company. Revenue from rectifiers is now a marginal share of our business, and the name Hind Rectifiers no longer captures what we do or what we are becoming. So we have decided to rebrand to Hyrect, a mark that is officially recognized by the government of India as a well-known trademark, one of approximately 300, just 300 such marks in India today. I would like to share an ambitious vision with you today. 10 years ago, in FY16, Hyrect did 94 crores of revenue. In FY26, we did 949. We have grown tenfold in 10 years. Now, we have set ourselves the target of growing tenfold again. But instead of 10 years, we intend to do it in the next 5. This is a $1 billion top-line goal, and we are clear-eyed that it cannot be achieved through the railway business alone. We expect to reach it through 3 reinforcing levers: organic expansion in our core, which is the railway franchise, growth in adjacent verticals where our power electronics capabilities translate naturally. This could include defense, mining, and power management industries. And thirdly, it'll be selective inorganic moves. The detailed roadmap is something we will share with you in tranches over the next coming quarters. But for today, I want you to know that the foundation has been laid, the leadership team is in place, and the strategy is already in motion. I will now hand over to Doug to take you through our global expansion and Elventa France updates. Over to you, Doug.
Thank you, Saramya, and good afternoon, everybody. Financial year 2026 marked an important milestone in our international expansion with the acquisition of Elventiv. I think Saramya mentioned it was formerly known as B-Link Solutions. The acquisition established our manufacturing and R&D footprint in Europe, and it strengthens our capabilities in EMS, robotics, the printed electronics, and also power electronics. It also gives us access to high-value sectors, including the defense sector, aerospace, as well as rail and the industrial automation. Integration is progressing on plan. We're actively evaluating synergies between India EMS and the European EMS, both on manufacturing side and shared R&D, and we think those benefits will start showing up in FY27 and onwards. FY26 was the first year of consolidation, and as Saramya mentioned, the scale-up phase has weighed on near-term consolidated profitability. We're prepared for that. The acquisition provides a platform we need for our long-term global growth and technology roadmap, and we remain focused on building a scalable global presence alongside our strong position in railway systems and next-generation power electronics. Now hand over to Mr. Anil Kumar Nimani to take you through the financial performance.
Thank you, Doug. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me present a summary of our financial results for Q4 and FY26. First, I present standalone. Revenue from operations grew 42.7% year-on-year to INR 260 crores compared to INR 185 crores in Q4 of FY25. EBITDA stood at INR 26.9 crore against the INR 19.9 crore in Q4 FY25, a growth of 34.9%. on year-to-year. With the EBITDA margin of 10.2%, profit before exceptional item and tax came at INR 19.5 crore, up 39.5% on year-to-year, and PAT grew 64% on year-to-year to INR 16.4 crore. Just like you, the consolidated. Revenue from the operations grew 51.2% year to year to INR 279.8 crore compared to INR 185 crore in Q4 of FY25. EBITDA stood at INR 8.4 crore with an EBITDA margin of 3%. As Mr. Nevatia outlined, this reflects the first year consolidation of L&T France together with our investment in employees, operational R&D and global capability build-out. Standalone full year, revenue from operations grew 44.8% year-on-year, INR 949.2 crore compared to 655.4 crore in FY25. Driven by improved execution and strong performance in traction transformers and railway system generation segments. EBITDA grew 45.5% to INR 102.5 crore with margin held in 10.8%. Profit before exceptional item and tax INR 75 crore, up 49.2%, and PAT was INR 57.7 crore, up 54.7% on year-to-year. Return ratio improves meaningfully during the year. ROCE raised to 24.2% from 23.4% in FY25. And ROE rose to 30.3% from 26.2%. Consolidated full year, revenue from operations grew 52.5% year-on-year to INR 999.1 crore. Consolidated EBITDA grew 19.6% year-to-year to INR 84.1 crore. Consolidated PAT excluding minority interest stood at 45 crore, up 21.3% on year-to-year. That is all from my side. I now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nishita Shanklesha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. So I would just like to know about if you can quantify the L1 orders that you mentioned that we are.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Nishita. We are not able to hear you.
Yeah, so hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah, so if you could just quantify the L1 orders that you mentioned that we are in the position of.
So there have been a variety of different tenders which we have participated in. This includes transformers, this includes propulsion systems, this includes some new products that we have participated in. We don't have the quantified data on hand, but we expect good orders to come in from these tenders.
Right, okay. And you mentioned that in Elemental, we can expect 15 to 20% revenue growth. Is that correct?
No, we have to increase the revenue, the monthly revenue by 15 to 30%, yes.
Okay. So what is the overall consolidated growth that we can see in FY27?
So we have mentioned that for standalone, we are looking at about 30%. Which is what we had committed earlier as well. And that's what we maintain. And for consolidated, we will evaluate and maybe give you updates from the next quarter onwards.
And if you can throw some color on when can we expect Elventum to be EBITDA positive? Can that be in H1 FY27 or later in FY27? If you can throw some color.
We are looking at about 6 quarters to make it profitable.
And that is going to be on the PAT level or EBITDA level?
No, it will be at PBT level.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We will take our next question from the line of Ashish Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, you spoke about this FY31 vision of $1 billion revenue. And what's the broad areas you want to grow, and what are the areas where you don't have capabilities and you want to acquire, because you spoke about inorganic, and what's the margin target in that 5 years? So if you can give broad perspective on this area.
Sure. So as we mentioned, we are going to look at leveraging our strength, which is power electronics. And we would be doing that in multiple different applications. It will be anchored, of course, by rail, which is the core strength. But there are many other applications, such as defense, such as mining, and any other emerging industries where power management is heavily needed. So we are getting into or exploring these different opportunities where we have, in certain avenues, we have made great progress. This will be one of the main driving forces behind this vision. And inorganically, we would be looking at companies that have advanced technologies that could help us to further improve our offering to these different industries and different applications.
And what about the margin targets? Any margin targets you have by FY31?
Yes, I mean, it is a little difficult to quantify, but yeah, we would be looking at, and I think I've informed this earlier as well, we'd be targeting between mid to late teens at EBITDA level. That's what we intend to achieve.
Okay. And can you elaborate more on that inorganic? Because you spoke about the areas, but are you like looking at acquisition in India or abroad? And railways, do you think you can like scale up like 50% of the revenue target from that area itself? Or what's the thought process when you said railways is still the key contributor, at least for FY31 perspective?
So railways will continue to be the key contributor, because the growth in railways is not going to slow down. Even within rail, there are different segments. It's not just locomotives. It's different kinds of trains, different applications within rail. And India has a long way to go when it comes to modern and urban transport. So yes, it will be a big factor in that growth journey of ours. And today it is difficult or not appropriate to point out specifically about inorganic. But yes, we will keep you updated as and when things progress.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. We will take our next question from the line of Mahesh from Dhairya Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to know, so with all the L1 orders that we have in hand and the orders that we are now executing, how does the railway, how do you pass on the raw material effect then? I mean, with all these raw material prices inflating, what are the specifications in order? Do you have any price escalation clause in those L1 orders? How exactly it is? If you can, that would be my first question.
Yes, there is a price variation clause built into the tenders.
Is it for all of them, or is it only for the line of business that we are into?
It is definitely there for the product that we buy, and we are not concerned about other product lines.
Okay, all right. And my second question would be more on L2 fan. So if you can just throw some light on what is the amount that we have spent to acquire this asset, and so basically, are there any capabilities that would be also brought down to Indian market from this acquisition? So how are you looking at this?
Sure. So I will answer your second part of the question, and I think Mr. Nemani can then answer the first part. So regarding the synergies, Elvento France has a lot to offer in terms of capability and competence. Their nature of products that they have, the printed electronics, which is their patented technology, we brought them to India. We put them in trade shows, and it's something which is very exciting for the Indian market, and it does not exist in a proper way. There is a lot of things that we can do with them when we want to expand into the global product scenario. We have a variety of different products like smaller converters, power supplies, which can be made over there for the Western markets. And their robotics capability is something that we are exploring very keenly to do that, firstly internally here at HYREX, but also at the in the Indian market. So that is, synergies are absolutely tremendous. And regarding the first part of the question, Mr. Nemani, if you can address that.
Yeah, we purchased this company in €1 million. Although they have big assets for him, so we explained in the earlier meeting that for incorporation of the existing company, we incorporated a new company in France. And that company purchased in the months €1 million. And over and above, we introduced around €2 million as a capital for this.
And what was the reported numbers for that entity in last financial year?
Yeah, but we have not taken over. That was also in the loss in that before to that, because we took over that from the 1st October itself.
Okay, so it was a loss-making entity there?
Yeah, it was a loss-making entity, definitely. That's why okay. This week got in the very, I can say, it's a cheap price. It's, so they have the big assets on that. And we have just, as Mr. Nevatia mentioned in the beginning, we have taken this company knowing that there will be loss in the 6th quarter, I think.
Okay. So, Mr. Nevatia, when you say that today we are like 5 to 5.5 crores in a locomotive, we're able to do that kind of product line. So, with this acquisition, let's say a couple of years down the line, I mean, I'm talking about FY29, maybe 28 or 29, do you see that amount going up substantially because of this addition? Or even our organic growth could be substantially higher?
No, so as I mentioned, 5.5 crores is our wallet share today for locomotives, and that's where it stops, because that's where the entire electronics of the locomotives is. Anything beyond that is all mechanical and different segment of product that we don't do. That's first. Secondly, this acquisition is a completely different business line and different business vertical. It is not related to rail.
Okay. And where are we?
I'm sorry to interrupt. You may please rejoin the queue for more questions. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Chaudhary from Toro Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a very good standalone. And I have just two questions. Wanting to understand, globally, we are so strong in power electronics, and globally we have seen there is a lot of AI-led data center capex that is happening in power, the power efficiency, and a lot of rectifiers, thermal systems are a lot in demand. So just wanted to understand, do we have any thoughts with respect to any of our products having adjacency in those areas over next 3 to 4 years? And second question is with respect to the CTC facility that has gone live. Once the plant reaches full utilization, and since it is for our captive consumption, what kind of margin uplift can we expect with this backward integration?
Sure. So firstly, our products that we have today, they are adaptable for emerging markets like data centers and AI and power management within renewables. And that is one segment that we are exploring and we're looking to work with. We've already met
a few companies in this space, and we are trying to figure out what solutions we can provide to such companies.
Okay.
Regarding the CTC, about 60 to 70% of the capacity would be for in-house consumption, and the remaining would be available to third parties that we can do business with. It will have a significant impact on the margins. In fact, we have been able to secure L1 in the previous transformer tender because of the backward integration of the CTC plant.
Wow. Great to hear that. And follow on to the earlier answer to yours, like in that, what areas are we looking, like is the TAM for the products that we are engaging with the prospective data center clients, is it large? Like, I'm just trying to understand the quality of the product, the areas of the product that we are probably focusing on, because we are seeing a couple of companies actually changing their totally growth rates just by being in the supply chain of these, the growth that we are seeing in this space.
Right. So we don't want to be a product supplier. We actually intend to be a systems or a solutions supplier to the to these companies. They have a lot of pain points today, and we are trying to address them and give them a like a holistic solution, not just one product.
So are these opportunities size large for us, like, or will it be like maybe say fraction of the revenues 2-3 years down the line? Do you think that we can materially uplift the kind of revenues that we can see? And I know it is too early, but just trying to gauge what.
No, yes, definitely it will be a big contributing factor to our growth.
Got it. Very helpful, and thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question. We will take our next question from the line of Sandeep Mukherjee from SKP Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, my only question is that quarter-to-quarter revenue has remained flat, but the expenses have, like raw material and other expenses have increased a bit. So what was the reason for that?
Should I explain it or this?
Yes, please.
Yeah, you see, there is raw materials quarter to quarter is almost same. Well, there is no major changes in this. In fact, it is a percentage. Some people say it is slightly less for the standalone basis also and consolidated also. Yes, so there is a marginal increase in other expenses only because of, as you understand, we are already incurring the expenses. In the initial remark that Mr. Nevati also mentioned, we are incurring the expenses because of the global expanding of the business also. But that is also a very marginal increase. There is not major increase on this. Finance cost after the, I can say, is still under control. So employees cost and other expenses, there is margin increase of your.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Sampath Nayak from ZTO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Sampath. So actually, I wanted a few insights with respect to future growth levers. So we said, you know, first one will be growing organically. Second, through power electronics in defense and mining and aerospace. So can you give more insights on which niche segments we are targeting within this?
No, today we cannot be specific in that segment, but we will keep you updated as and when we get into it more, into these business applications.
Right. So my second question is, you said you're not able to give quantum of order pipeline, bidding pipeline. Is that correct?
No, we don't keep a tab of these tenders. I mean, we have the MI statements, but we don't have it offhand today.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rupesh Tatya from Long Equity Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for good standalone numbers. My first question, sir, is on propulsion system. So if you can give a bit more, detailed update on where are we in the trial? Have you seen any issues? What is your level of confidence that the trials will pass? And when you say we are eligible for development orders, I think every year new, maybe 1,500 locos are manufactured. So what kind of opportunity does the development vendor have? And is there any competition in the development vendors? So that is my first question.
Sure. So we have completed all the type tests, internal, external. External type tests had multiple agencies involved, which includes, let's say, from railway side, there was RDSO, which is their design house from Lucknow. It had Chitranjan Locomotive, which is their production unit. Of course, it had our teams, and it also had certain third-party labs where we have to do the testing. It is actually a remarkable achievement that we have completed these tests in the very first attempt and in record-breaking time. Most companies have taken months to complete these tests, where we have done it in a few days with very little to no errors or changes and any negative feedback. So yes, the tests are all done. In fact, we have a video that we have shared with our advisors, and I can have them email it to you. It's basically the high-rec locomotive pulling the freight train. If you see the video, it's just a train moving in the field, but it's a very big deal for us because it's our train. It's our locomotive that's pulling the train. So we are now in the process of the 50,000 kilometers. And what has happened is, since the type tests have been completed, there's a procedure which happens in Indian Railways where they sign these different joint notes. And we are in this stage today where the tenders that will be coming out in the end of the month, June, July, we will be eligible for development quantity. So development quantity is 20% of the total tendered quantity. So if they are doing 1,500 locomotives, of course they are doing 1,600 actually. So 20% of that is where we'll be eligible. And there are, I think, maybe one, there's one more competitor that we have. However, it is not black and white. There are many things that come into play when they want to give these orders. That includes capacity, quality, delivery performance, multiple factors. And we are in a very strong position to get maximum benefit from these development quantities. And we'll be able to provide you more insights into this once the tenders come out from the end of the month and for this quarter.
Well, that's fantastic to hear, sir. One or two follow-ups. So what kind of capacity do we have for these propulsion systems? That is one. And when you give this 30% revenue growth guidance on the standalone, does it already incorporate the propulsion system orders, development orders? And third one is FY28, I'm hoping we'll be like a regular bidder in FY28. So what kind of market share can we expect in this FY28, FY29 time frame?
Yes. So, propulsion system is part of the growth strategy. We should start seeing results coming in from Q3 onwards for propulsion system. For the approval criteria, there's some changes which have happened just last week from the railway side. They are actually now measuring quality, not just the pricing. And they have set a standard that there is a term, it is called FRP-CPY. It stands for failure rate percentage per yield. So if a company FRP-CPY is consistently above 30%, they might be delisted or downgraded from approved to development. And we know for a fact that a lot of companies, FRP-CPY is more than 30%. And we know our quality and we know our capability. So if Regis decides to take action on some of our competitors for not meeting the quality standards, we could look at express approvals. So yes, we may be able to get approvals by next year, by the end of next year, or probably even I don't know, before that, if the FRP CPY conditions of others are not met. We are confident because everything that we have done is done in-house. So it's the hardware, the software, the algorithms, all of the electronics that we are supplying have been designed by us, developed by us, keeping engine conditions in mind. And we have seen that in the other converters that we make, that our product genuinely works good on the field. So that would be a fair assumption that yes, next year we should be looking at being an approved source. Also, I would add one more point here, that the propulsion for locomotives actually is a stepping stone for us and not the end goal. Because everywhere else that we want to go, all different kinds of trains, all modern trains, the eligibility to participate in those projects actually comes from propulsion for locomotives.
That's fantastic, sir. Just on capacity, and one more follow-up is it fair to assume that propulsion system will have significantly higher EBITDA margin than the company average on standalone basis?
Coming to the capacity, we are not really bound by any capacity constraint, at least as on date. In fact, that is one of the use of the funds that we have received from Tata Mutual Funds to build a more sophisticated test infrastructure for these advanced and sophisticated devices. So capacity is really a constraint for us. And regarding the EBITDA numbers, to start with, for immediate sense, the EBITDA will be lower on propulsion systems, but in the few months, it will significantly improve. So we have done a lot of backward integration here as well. We have our own EMS competence. We have our gate drivers. We have a lot of electronics that we use for propulsion systems that we do in-house. And once that comes into supply, yes, EBITDA margins will be much better than what we have as a company as a whole.
Oh, that's fantastic, sir. My second question is on copper conductor.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Rupesh. You may please rejoin the queue for more questions.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. We will take our next question from the line of Nishita Shankalisha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you for the follow-up. I just wanted to understand about the CAPEX. How much CAPEX did we do in FY26 and how much are we expecting to do in FY27? And what is that CAPEX going to be used for?
Yeah, this in FI, this we have done approximately 70 CR is the CAPEX. Yeah, and maybe approximately 50 CR is as of today we have planned for the FY27 only.
And this is just maintenance CAPEX? What are we going to use the 50 CR for?
No, I could not follow you. What is that?
What is the 50 crore CAPEX that we have planned for FY27 going to be used for?
Yeah, that would be so mainly for increasing the capacity for the propulsion, transformers, and copper also.
I'm sorry, you are not audible.
This would be for increasing the capacity for the transformers, propulsion, and also for the copper CTC plant also.
Okay, understood.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mahesh from Dhairya Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Again, my question would be, out of 5.5 crore that you have told me So where are we? I mean, how much of it is being serviced by us today in a locomotive? Let's say you said that entire power systems is 5.5 crores. How much of it is being done by us today?
5.5 crores.
5.5 crores per locomotive is our is the market, right? I mean, what you have said, like in the locomotive. But how much are we servicing today?
We are servicing the entirety of that.
Okay. So when you say that, you are also taking into account the propulsion system that we are going to have, right?
Yes.
And what could be the propulsion system out of this 5.5 crores? What is the value of propulsion systems?
It is about 1.7 to 1.8 crores.
1.7 to 1.8 crores. So when you say 20% bidding for 1600 locomotives, what exactly? And let's say we get, you said there is another one competitor, so we might get some decent order. So what is the order book you are looking at from this propulsion system?
We are looking at the 20% of the tendered quantity as a development source, and we will try to extract maximum from that as we can.
Yeah, if you can just quantify that in absolute numbers.
No, cannot quantify that in absolute numbers.
Okay, all right. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Chaudhary from Toro Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. Just one clarification. Did we probably say that billing will take 6 quarters to probably get to PBT positive? Like, just trying to understand, won't it probably be the margin uplift that we'll be getting through our probably the backward integration and the new products, will it be dampening the overall margins in the next 6 to 8 quarters?
So I couldn't understand you clearly, but I just answer again. So we are looking at 6 to 8 quarters to get this increase in revenue that we want at V-Link, to make it break even and then make it profitable. And to do that, we have identified a very strong CEO who will be joining us shortly to give us this ramp up and growth and management and governance that we need at Inventor France.
Got it. So understood. I was just trying to understand, to probably the 6 to 8 quarters will be probably, billing would be consolidated in our numbers now. So it can have an impact on the overall console margins that it has quarter Q4. So technically, in the next quarter, in the coming years, maybe our margin guidance of probably say mid-teens would probably be delayed by say 28, something of that sort.
That's not entirely accurate. Firstly, if you look at Hyrotech standalone, then definitely the margins will keep improving. But even when we consolidate, we need to ramp up their monthly revenue, and we will be increasing their monthly revenue ongoing as we speak, like from immediate impact. So even if it is a 5%, 8%, 10% increase in the monthly run rate, it improve the financials by that much.
Got it. Understood. This is very helpful. Thank you so much.
For one information, their cost structure is slightly different than us. Here in India, we have the major higher metal cost and less fixed cost. And there is the lesser the material cost and higher than fixed cost. So any increase in the top line will have the substantial impact, should have the substantial impact on the bottom line.
Got it. Your voice is a bit unaudible, but I'll hear the recording later on.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gayatri from Malabar. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. So quick question here from my side. There are a number of new players like MV Electro and then incumbents like Medha as well on the propulsion system side. So my question was, what specifically does Hind have that the other new and incumbent players don't have? Or do you expect, you know, everyone will keep winning some portion of the pie given the massive tailwind? So do you expect to see them also winning against us and everyone sort of having that 15-20% market share as you think about sort of medium term?
No, that would not be a fair assessment because, as I just mentioned earlier, that Railways is now looking at qualitative measures, not just pricing. So if you're not able to maintain product failure rate of within 30% FRP CPY, you will be delisted and downgraded from approved to development, maybe even blacklisted. So not everybody's on this level playing field. Some companies, rather very few companies, actually have that technological competence to have this product of that nature that the failure rate is below that 30% FRP CPY. So I strongly believe that the number of competitors in this business will actually reduce due to the stringent quality standards.
Got it. So just testing and being successful in the first round alone doesn't guarantee continued success is what you imply.
Actually, if you don't understand the field conditions or if you're not able to adapt the product to Indian Railways conditions, that's right. What makes it not work. So a lot of people have technology from outside. So technology may be great, but it is not suitable or very easily adaptable for Indian Railways conditions. It may be more suited for European or other countries. So that is the differentiating factor. And when you add to that the backward integrated electronics, this combination is what really works in the field and when it comes to quality.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference back to Mr. Suramaya Nevatia for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your engaged participation and for taking the time to join us today. We hope this has given you a clear view of where Hyrex stands and where we are heading. We look forward to continuing the conversations throughout the year. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Hind Rectifiers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.